92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. We're talking almost daily here. We say hello to Alex Doty with the Ottawa County Road Commission. You getting any sleep, Alex?
You know, I am, but I don't know what our drivers are, that's for sure.
I know. I have to tell you, my drive-in was really treacherous this morning. So let me ask, like in this moment right now, what are the guys dealing with mostly right now?
Yeah, right now we're dealing with a lot of blowing snow just because this snow is so light and fluffy that it's really kicking up, especially if the wind blows or if cars goes by. So we're dealing with a lot of that. And then we're also dealing with a lot of conditions that are you know, really cold, and so that makes it difficult for our salt to work. So we're just dealing with a lot of roads that are kind of difficult to clean up right now.
Other than sand, what other do you use a mixture of something other than sand and salt?
Yeah, you know, typically it's a mix of salt and sand, just depending on the conditions. Right now, more sand than salt, just because of the temperatures are so bad. You know, we do have a mixture of fluid that we use. It's a kind of a de-icing agent that we have in some tanks on the side of the trucks that we mix in at times to enhance the salt application. But right now we're just throwing down mostly sand for traction.
I believe it. I believe it. And I mean, I don't even know how you guys are managing to keep up. How do you know how much one of those plows weighs? They're huge.
Yeah, they're pretty hefty. I'm not sure off the top of my head, but I know they're a couple thousand pounds, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you want to definitely give them the room that they need to do the job that they need to do. And you know, somebody asked me to ask, what can people do in terms of like mailboxes to make things easier for you? Because sometimes we know that the mailbox might get clipped or something, but what can people do in their neighborhoods to make things easier for the Road Commission?
Yeah, you know, I guess one of the big things you can do, and this kind of starts early in the season, is just make sure your mailbox is sturdy and you know, set in the ground good. A lot of times it's those mailboxes that are kind of brittle or old that tend to fail the first. So make sure that your post is in good shape and the box is in good shape. That's a good start. And then sometimes if you put some reflective tape on it and things like that, that also helps increase visibility. So if we are out there and the snow is blowing and we do have happen to clip them, then you know, it helps us see them a little bit better, so maybe we won't do that.
Well, and if you do accidentally clip them, people can contact the Road Commission. I would imagine you have a budget for something like that. Things do happen, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, folks, you know, if something happens when we're out plowing and a mailbox does get taken out, you know, folks can give us a call, and we do supply a standard box and post as a replacement for something like that.
Well, that's good to hear. I'll tell you, those Michigan turnarounds, man, those are hard. Those got to be really hard to plow, those little turnarounds.
Yeah, those are a challenge for our drivers. I know, you know, they kind of have to come in those at different angles, and, you know, they're dealing with the oncoming traffic as well and with all the stuff that's going on around them. So that makes those a challenge for our drivers for sure.
Well, one good thing, I mean, schools are closed. A lot of people are able to work from home, and so, you know, that makes less people on the roads so they can clean things up faster. But the rate that this snow is falling and blowing, it might take all week. I will tentatively probably check in with you again tomorrow, Alex. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Yeah, anytime.